NBA player right now. Just not.
You know, LeBron's actually good still, too.
That's yeah, I mean, he's like legit. Like top 10, top 15 player in this league good.
Every time I open up a different app, I'm reminded that I should never be shocked in life. You know, a year ago, I thought Puff Daddy was just going to go straight to the, you know, the highest of heights. Now, I'm like, wow, going too, straight to hell.
You too caught up in Puff Daddy, man.
I'm just saying.
I never have spent enough time. Like, P. Diddy's just been an afterthought to me. For the last, like, 25, like, we watched Making a Band or whatnot.
That's because your boy Ho's about to get caught up,
No. Well, he might get caught up, and then that's a problem. That's a problem. And that's disappointing. But the whole P. Diddy thing, like, Anna was talking to me. I was like, dude, Anna, I'm fatigued.
I seen her post the Jaguar Wright video.
Dude, I
saw that the other night.
Yeah, no.
My algorithm's all screwed up.
Well, I told her, I said, I'm fatigued with Diddy. I don't care about Diddy. I don't. I'm trying to get through to Vince McMahon, Doc.
Yeah, but that's my larger point. Like, Vince McMahon as well. Like, we don't know what's going to happen in life. And I'm not saying that I'm firing it. I'm not even... I love Shanahan. I think he's been wildly successful. But you're asking, like, oh, see, this is... Dude, it's pro sports. It's America in 2024. Wild stuff is happening all over the place. I'm not... Would I be shocked? Of course I'd be shocked. But at the same time, I'd also be like, dude, I don't even... Kalen DeBoer lost one game, and Alabama is asking for his head.
Well, that's Alabama.
Well, I'm
that's
just saying, that Niner fans are crazy,
no,
too.
Alabama, the South, and the SEC, that's all they have in Tuscaloosa. That's literally
you don't think Niner fans are
lost,
crazy.
They just lost to Vanderbilt, for crying out loud.
I understand
they lost
that.
To Vanderbilt.
Well, we just lost
to Arizona.
They were
2.5-point favorites. I mean, I lied. When Vanderbilt went up 14-0. I live bet Alabama four different times.
You
four
guaranteed a Niner double-digit victory against this Cardinal team.
And they were up, guess what? They were up double digits.
And blew it.
You guaranteed a 20-point win over the Minnesota Vikings in Minnesota.
And I've pivoted and not panicked.
They never led that football game.
At all.
So don't try to come down my road.
But
they were up double digits in that football game.
I've watched the Niners my whole life. You've watched the Niners your whole life. And look, has there been years where they've surprised me? Of course there has. It just feels like to me, I'm looking at this roster and I feel like I've seen this story before. They look a little old, a little punch drunk, and I don't think they have the answers on the roster to take them where I want them to go. Now, 5 weeks from now, could I be singing a different tune? Absolutely, because that's pro sports. Things happen quickly. I didn't think Brock Purdy would be the franchise quarterback. I've been completely shocked and won over by the guy. And
well, he might not be the franchise quarterback. You don't know that yet.
Jordan Mason.
The NFL's crazy, right? You don't know if Brock Purdy's the franchise quarterback.
No, that's a good point.
Sam Darnold might be here next year.
Who knows?
What if Atlanta's ready to pivot to Michael Penix Jr. and Shanahan's like, oh, Kirk Cousins just threw for 500 against Tampa. We don't know anything.
You're right.
I do know is it will be pretty dumb to let go of Shanahan this offseason.
No, I'm not saying get rid of him. I'm just saying, like, I'm looking at this team and I can kind of see, like, to me, they're right now.
Niner fans are losing their
minds.
It's
very one and done-ish,
you know,
in the playoffs.
I got to say, as a fan base, I was talking to Big Dog City, my guy, my best friend yesterday. He was in Mile High yesterday. I don't know if you saw Spadoni, but he was sitting in the Jesus seats. And he's just discussing, like, yeah, we got our ass kicked by Denver. It wasn't. And the interception changed the game. You're going up 17-3. And he throw a 100-yard pick six to Practice Surtain. Yeah, Brock Bowers wide open.
It's Gardner Minshew.
I mean, but he's wide open. You're going up 17-3.
It's Gardner Minshew.
But I hear you. You overthrew. I don't care if it was Brian Hoyer. I don't care if it was Nate Longshore. Brock Bowers was wide open at the goal line. And all I'm saying is you're like there to go up 17-3. And it flipped the game. Flipped the game. But I was talking to Big Dog anyway. Because, you know, Niner fans are different. And I've always thought this, growing up a Niner fan, we are different.
Yeah, we're spoiled.
We're very different. But we've gotten, it has jumped the shark.
You're the one who coined the phrase, Super Bowl or bust.
Yeah, absolutely. And you guys pushed back at me about it. I'm trying, my whole Super Bowl or bust story, because I remember when I did it. I remember the show I did it. BSNG, Steiny Guru Bonte. Going into the 2019 season, the expectations, I was like, you know, 8-8, I think, 8-8, blah, blah, blah. But I said, you know what? I hate that I have to say that. I want to get back to the Super Bowl or bust days. This franchise made its moniker on being a Super Bowl or bust organization. And how much better has it been since we've been on the Super Bowl or bust hype? They haven't won. I get it. They haven't won. They have not won the Lombardi. But damn it, they've been as close as they've ever been since they've won their last Super Bowl down in Miami, Joe Robbie Stadium, when they blew out the San Diego Chargers. So is it that bad? Like, fans should embrace having an organization. That's what I loved about the Warriors for so long. For so many years, it was It doesn't matter. If we got to get to the finals and we got to win it.
Yeah, but they also, in that scenario,
they won.
They had, well, I would say that like you had Steph Curry, who is closer to Mahomes than he is, like, no right? Doubt. I mean, you know?
No doubt.
So when you have one of those guys, and I think Purdy's really good, but there's guys like Mahomes on the other side, and it's like, damn, like he's building one of the greatest resumes in sports.
But you know what, though?
At your expense.
You know what, though? Their defense had more impact on the Super Bowls than Mahomes. Against the 49ers.
Well, that's like saying their Andre defense. Iguodala, you know.
No, that's not saying that. No, mean? It's not true. What their defense mean? Shut down the 49ers.
Yeah, I know.
Their defense could not allow us. That's not Iguodala.
He was the guy who got the 4th-and-2 run. He was the guy who ended up throwing for 300 yards in that game. Chris Jones was 170, 180 in the
second
half.
Chris Jones was the guy who denied you a touchdown to Brandon Ayuk. Chris Jones was the guy who's batting down passes.
Teams win.
Trip McDuffie and LeJarius Sneed were the guys who were corner blitzing and shutting you down in man defense. Their defense was a lot better than whatever Iguodala. I mean, Iguodala's a very good player. Is going to go into the Hall of Fame. But to say that, like, nah, come on.
Well, I'm using it as an equivalency. You know, like yeah, they had Kevin Durant, right? You know? Teams win championships, but there are outlier players that you get the benefit of the doubt
the
for.
The Niners, by the way, signed a kicker. They signed Matthew Wright is his name. Matthew Wright. Where's he from? We got a quick profile on Matthew Wright, the kicker.
I got his career makes. I'll let you know where he played for in a second, but his stats overall, 40 of 47, so an 85.1% field goal percentage, 9 of 9 from 20 to 29, 14 of 15 from 30 to 39, 11 of 14 from 40 to 49. These are yards, obviously, and 50-plus, 6 of 9.
I want to defend something. My craziness, which represents a big bulk of the fan base. Bill Walsh is everyone's favorite of all time. And I've read his memoirs multiple times. I've read a book that Lowell Cohn wrote about him. Glenn Dickey wrote about him. The guy would go delusional depressed after losses. And that's what happens to me. And I'm not saying I'm Bill Walsh. I'm just saying the greatest coach in the history of the team, who we all see as, like, you know, one of the forefathers of 49er football. When his team would lose, it would send him into a crazy delusional depression where he would just kick himself for multiple days, and then he'd slowly build himself back up to Friday to where he would believe again, getting ready for game day. And I feel like very similarly, me and a lot of the fans do the exact same thing because we love this team, and that's what ends up happening. We watched every second of every game since we were little boys and girls, and we're now adults, and it drives us crazy because we haven't seen the team win the ultimate goal for 30 years. So, yes, am I irrational? Am I all over the place? Yeah, because that's what this team does to me.
But that's why I'm here. That's why I'm here. To talk you off the ledge, to try to stabilize this damn show and talk some sense into some people. And I love this team just as much as you do. This team, as a kid, used to send me into punishment all the time. When the Niners lost and I was a kid, all through my teenage years, I'd throw the biggest temper tantrums. It get me in trouble at school, get me in trouble at home. I cannot stand losing. I was the sorest loser. I couldn't stand losing kickball games, for crying out loud. You know what I'm saying? So when the Niners lost, yeah, I was in a tailspin. But I'm a lot older now. And I got to compartmentalize things. And I got to say, you know what? There's a journey here. And I've jumped the shark over the last 4 years of Shithead, and I've seen them start 2-4. I've seen them start 2-4. I've seen them start 3-4, 2-4, 4-4. And I said to myself, you know what? I got to chill because they've gone on good runs.
Yeah,
so the season is far from over. But don't mistake irrational behavior. I love this team just as much as you do. I love the goddamn 49ers. Love them.
But I don't think you're being honest because you're the same
being
guy.
Being honest about what?
Because you're the same guy who texts me after two quarters of a Packer game that the quarterback and everything's on the table. And
it is on the table. But do you understand the head coach? Do you understand who the head coach is? Kyle Shanahan moves off quarterbacks quicker than anybody.
How is that any different than talking about the quarterback?
They drafted RG3 number one overall and drafted Kirk Cousins in the same draft knowing that, you know what, RG3 might not work out. So we got this back up here. I understand who my head coach is. That's understanding who Shanahan is. And when you got the team broadcaster talking about Sam Darnold, and you got people around the organization talking about Sam Darnold, you think Matt Mayoko just said that out of, oh, this organization thinks Sam Darnold has the greatest throwing arm this franchise has ever seen, the strongest throwing arm ever. You think that came out of thin air? You didn't think that came out of thin air, Sassy? Come on.
That
performance was a Jimmy-esque
craze you just went in. That's exactly how Niner fans are. We like Shanahan. He also drives us crazy.
Oh, my God.
Like, I love my wife. She drives me nuts.
I'm not going crazy to the point where I'm saying, you know what? You know what? We're going to need to get rid of the head coach.
I didn't
the
even Raiders say that. I didn't
one.
Say that.
The Bears will be on line two. The Eagles will be on line three. The Cowboys will be on line four. The Dolphins will say, Mike McDaniel, yeah, have fun. Let Shanahan on line
no
five.
No one's saying like, fire him. We're just saying, like, anything's on the table at all times because it's the NFL. That's how crazy it is.
You know what we don't do well? We don't deal with adversity very well.
Yeah, no duh.
Parts. We don't.
Yeah, no
we
duh.
We just don't. I thought it would change after four NFC championship games in the last 5 years, but obviously it's like Gronk's
out
there.
Purdy out of the game at halftime.
No, I didn't want to take Purdy out of the game at halftime. Are you out of your mind? How are you going to just put
Spadoni,
words in my mouth?
You were on the group
I didn't
text.
Say that. I said he was playing like crap. I said everything's on the table. Check the thread.
Two quarters.
I never said.
We all do this.
I never said replace Brock Purdy with Sam Darnold in the freaking playoff game. Now you're just making things up to try to make an argument. Come on, man. Don't do that. I said everything's on the table in the offseason if Purdy loses his game because we know how shit ahead is. Come on. But don't put words in my mouth talking about I was out here talking about replace Sam Darnold or replace Brock Purdy with Sam Darnold in a playoff game. Come on, man. Right, be better than that. This is ridiculous. Get to freaking Allen and Moran. What's up, Allen?
Hi, Allen.
What's up, guys? Hey, first off, you guys are on fire this morning. You usually are, but the conversation warrants it. I'm not saying the sky is falling. I just want you to look at two points. I think I know where Joe's coming from, and I want Joe to pipe up if I'm right. And yeah. Bache, just look at this. In 19 and in 23, Niners were front runners the whole year. I'm not saying it was an easy track to the Super Bowl. I'm saying things lined up. No serious injuries. They were front. Nobody in the NFC challenged them. I mean, Green Bay was on their tail in 19, but they were not challenged.
Can I pause you? Pause you for a second. Let me pause you for a second. What about the other 2 years, 21 and 22?
But they lost.
I'm gonna get to that.
What happened there? Were they front runners in?
No, they weren't. Give me 30
all right,
seconds.
All right, I'm sorry.
Get to your
right.
side.
Go ahead.
Get to your side. In 23, it was the Eagles and the Niners last year, neck and neck, until they got stomped out in Philly. Then it was the Niners, home field. Yeah, they had trouble in the playoffs, but they managed the Super Bowl. Now, you're right, B, 22 and 21, it was rough. They overcame adversity. I mean, Garoppolo wasn't even the starter. At the start of the year, Brock Purdy was Mr. Irrelevant. But they didn't have home field those 2 years, and they had to fight and claw in a tough game against Dallas. Dallas showed up in that game. We still beat them. We probably would have beat Philly if Brock doesn't get hurt. But that's what happens in football. In 21, nobody thought we were going to beat Dallas in Dallas. I mean, I didn't. I thought we were going to beat the Rams. We probably should have beat the Rams, and if we do, we probably beat Cincy in the Super Bowl. I'm just saying, this year does feel a little bit different, and I think that's what Shasky's worried about, because we're not front runners, and Shasky's a front runner. He's a homer front runner, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Exactly.
Oh,
exactly.
There is something, hey, Allen, you know what? There is something wrong with being a front runner. There is something wrong with being a front runner.
The Niners are front runners.
Come
they've
on.
Never,
come
time
on.
Out. They've never advanced to a Super Bowl without being the number one or number two seed.
Okay, but they've been close, though.
Okay, but they always stall out in fourth quarters.
How many other franchises could say the same thing? Yeah, I don't know.
Well, not
how
the
many
Chiefs.
Teams?
They just
how
won it from like the,
okay,
the wild card round.
There's outliers everywhere. Outliers everywhere, right? But they're the Chiefs. They got Mahomes.
That was my point earlier.
Come on. I'll sit here like the Niners have been very good and very successful.
Of course
successful.
They have.
This is silly stuff.
No, but there is a fact that like, as to this point, they have never advanced to a Super Bowl without being the number one or number two seed.
You know what we're doing
which
now?
Which usually coincides with a bye.
We're the kids at the kiddie table fighting over tablecloths right now. That's what the show has become to today. That's what we've come to today.
What?
That's what we've come to today. Let's go to Uncle...